This is Elizabeth Bass from Norman.
My name is Joe Carter.
My name is Toon Nguyen.
I'm Kit Waters, and I'm a homeschool mother in Miami, Oklahoma. I am concerned about the rush to normalcy. I feel it's a bit premature. I do applaud the tribal leadership that I have seen in this area. They are wanting to delay opening the casinos and working on putting plans in place to make the environment safer for staff and customers when they return.
I am a small business owner in the Asian District in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I have a staff of about three. I feel like I'm in the middle. Reopening is not about the state mandating or anyone forcing. It should be on the shoulders of the owner themselves making that critical decision.
You know, I'm a 60-year-old man, and to say that, you know, I certainly had my habits, and I'm looking forward to being able to go back to the cafe and have my iced tea at lunchtime and regain some of the normal things in my life. I do look forward to opening the economy back up. If you tip the scales too far in either direction, there's a toll on people's lives, and so it's just a delicate balance.
We found out that our son's daycare will be opening on Monday the 4th of May. My brother and dad are both doing well, recovering from COVID-19, but as far as we know, my mother hasn't had it, so there's no way that we would be able to send him to a group daycare situation and then in good conscience be in close proximity to my parents. And that just, it hurts. That just hurts. Knowing that we can't do that. I mean, I'd really like to hug my mom and dad and my brother, and that's not going to be possible for a very long time, and it's hard to accept.